Catherine, I think that we could do better in the plumbing department. I tried to do something nice for my wife and get the bathtub working, and instead it broke. So she got home, and instead of me saying, "Hey, honey, you can finally take a bath," I said, "Hey, honey, you can't take a shower."
Oh, no.
Sorry. So thanks, old house. But hopefully that'll get fixed this week. And I hear that you are living in like Flintstone era and you don't have a garbage disposal
I don't
anymore.
now as of yesterday, and it's something I've been wanting to eradicate from my life for quite some time. The thing was just really rusted and my sink wasn't draining. So my plumber came over yesterday and thank goodness replaced that with a P trap and now we're good to go. Everything's draining.
How can you live without a garbage disposal?
I don't even use it. A, it wasn't working, and B, I've never been a fan because I think they're kind of gross. I mean, they get slimy and
They're very gross. I don't understand why people use those that
oh.
crap.
No, so I feel like we've enhanced like the microbiology of this house like and greatly, you know?
But you
So.
simplified it. You made it less noisy, less complicated, less costly.
But it didn't work, so I wasn't using. I have like a little
I know, I'm just
screen thing.
saying though. I don't know, it's 15 or 20 years ago. I looked down at my garbage disposal because I grew up with one, so I was just used to using it. So this is one of those things that you just get programmed without even thinking about it, like religion.
Correct.
Basically, it was my religion. But then one day I looked at it, I was like, "What? Why are we doing this? I throw out most of this stuff in the garbage anyway. I just throw a little bit more out in the garbage, and I don't have to deal with this crap at all." So I remember, I think it was two rental properties ago, I was packing up, and the homeowner, the owner of the property, came and said, "So, how was the garbage disposal?" I'm like, "I don't know. I haven't used it." It's like, "What do you mean, Yami? I haven't used it since we moved in. I have no idea if it works or not." And she didn't understand what I was saying.
Oh my gosh.
But if you're just the slightest bit competent, you cannot use that nonsense. And why would you be smashing up the food bits and whatever else goes, and then put that down? How is that good for the sewer
It's not good for the
or your
pipes.
pipes? Like these solid pieces that are not going to biodegrade,
No.
like celery stalks. Do you really want to be putting down it into your sewer system?
No. I was composting a lot, and so that took out a lot of stuff and everything else and and anything that would go down, I mean, it catches it in that little wire basket and you just rinse out the wire bat. It's really not that deep. I mean, it's really not that deep, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, yeah,
So,
I just thought we would cover our plumbing woes.
oh my gosh, I'm
I
so
don't know why.
tired of
It's not
plumbing
like this is
woes.
not plumbing world, but here it is.
It should
Anyway,
be. It should be.
follow up. I don't think it should.
No,
I'm not a
okay.
plumber. I don't really care that much about plumbing. Obviously, we have very retrograde ideas about what plumbing is and should be because we are monsters who don't use garbage disposals. But other monsters are Yahoo. I have to correct something I said about
Okay,
Yahoo. Yahoo
correct
sold
away.
for $4.5 billion, not $4 million. I
Billion.
don't know. It's still nothing. Yahoo's still kind of a pathetic thing. And then I was just curious, another follow-up. I'm assuming that someone has gone to jail over SignalGate or WikiLeaks, as we call it.
I don't
So
think
who's gone
so.
to jail? No? How can that be? That was a major breach in national security. And you're telling me no one's gone to jail?
No one's gone to jail.
Well, I don't understand even what's going on then.
I don't understand what's going on.
Has anyone's hand been shoved down a garbage disposal? You know, that's the other thing. If you don't have a garbage disposal, you can't lose a wedding ring to a garbage disposal.
Right, or a finger or anything else that
Yeah.
goes in there. Or if you're like washing your dogs in the sink, like I
I
tend to
guess
do, and pretend
that's
their paw
don't.
you don't want their
Oh
paws
my
to go in.
God.
What?
Wow.
What?
Don't I guess it one the one downside is that it really limits the horror that you can write if you take out the garbage disposal, because a lot of horror starts there.
It's a horrible thing. I wish they would just outlaw them. Unnecessary.
Moving on to new business, even worse than our plumbing woes, Catherine.
Yes.
I'm so glad this hasn't happened to me yet. I'm so glad I haven't woken up and found that Banksy has painted a painting on the side of my house.
I
Can you
know.
imagine the horror?
Horrified. I know. What the heck is wrong with people?
Quote, this is the article title, "Waking Up with a Banksy on Your Wall: The Different Fortunes of Two Homeowners," BBC.
Different fortunes.
Funniest thing that starts, they start the article off with the woman wakes up and notices that there's probably a Banksy on the side, and she kind of panics a little bit. And so what's the first thing she does?
Didn't she call like an art gallery or something?
Well, she tries calling her local council. That's what they call it in the UK because they're fancy. And then she tried calling a art dealer. But the very first thing she did, She Googled it.
Right. That's true. I forgot that.
What do I do if there's a Banksy on the side of my house? Well, guess what? There's no results.
What to do?
Google can't answer all of your questions, darling. You know what? It's such a sign of our times. You can't have a thought in your head. The first thought you have is to go to Google and have those thoughts in your head.
Right. Well, what would you have done first, James?
I would have sat there and I stood there and looked at it. And it's like, wow.
Me too.
Then I would have called my fucking friends. And said, hey, you guys might want to come over and take a look at this.
Thank you. That's exactly what I would have done.
And then I would have taken a minute and said, do I want to leave this just as graffiti art and just let whatever happen? Or do I want to try to cash in?
Right.
And if I was going to try to cash in, I would take another few minutes and decide, do I just want to cash in on my own and try to pull this thing off the wall, use some emulsion to transfer it from the wall onto something else?
Uh-huh.
Or do I want to call some schmuck art dealer? I'd probably call some schmuck art dealer and then write a contract.
Uh-huh.
Very specific, explicit contract to work with that schmuck. That's what I would do.
To work with the schmuck. Yeah. Cashing in would be very tempting.
Very tempting. Imagine $1 million in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. I could use it after my plumbing experiences. But
yeah.
Talk about the piece that this woman found.
That was a good piece.
Valentine's Day Massacre. We had talked about this in another podcast.
Because I can't read. I don't know if it's massacre or mascara.
Mascara, okay. Excuse me. I misspoke.
That's okay. I misread.
But that's what he was. Yeah, misread. But they started dismantling it immediately.
Immediately. But what happens is that she calls the council and they respond by sending a crew out to take away the refrigerator.
The refrigerator.
Which is the base of the piece. So you have a woman of a 1950s, a homemaker, smiling with a black eye and having just dumped her dead husband into the freezer, a horizontal freezer. And that freezer actually exists in front of the wall. So she calls the council. She calls the council for their guidance and their help. And they send a crew to take away part of the artwork.
Right.
At which point, like, everyone else grabs up all the other things that are around. Like, there's a frying pan that was part of the piece, and there was a chair and whatever. I think the inner tube and whatnot, but all the stuff. It's just like all gone. All gone.
As far as I'm concerned, at that point, the piece was no longer the piece.
It has lost it something, definitely.
Right.
You still have the painting, though.
Well, the painting of the woman. Yeah, the woman.
And it's still iconic, even up itself. Plus, there's also a painting of some feet sticking out.
The feet.
So I would go buy a new freezer and put the new freezer there. And that would be my new freezer now. And I would just keep my stuff outside behind my house.
How did they remove that? They can transfer it off the wall? Or
you can use emulsives to release the paint from the wall and get it on. Basically, you transfer it to something else. I mean, they're all technology, baby. Where you cut the wall off. There are all kinds of things you can do. All kinds of things. You got to be smart, Catherine.
My goodness. I liked that piece and we talked about it before.
Right.
But I just thought it was funny. Like, one of the quotes from the article said, they were talking about, like, what is art really about? And the quote said, is about the graffiti, or it is about the reaction afterwards and what happens to it. And I thought that was a really interesting.
You thought that was interesting? That was the same tripe that I always see in every art
piece.
It
is the same tripe.
It is
the same tripe.
Is art the making of it, or is it when someone poops on it, or is it when it decays, or your experience of it?
But in this case, James, it's like, because it was so mishandled, I think it did resonate to me in this situation because of the garbage truck coming and taking pieces of it away and dismantling it. And it just, I think it was just the original piece. And I would have just left it there. I would have just left it there.
What you're saying is the minute after Banksy left is the art.
Yeah.
The tableau that is left, that is the correct answer.
Yeah. Right?
Because everything that happens after that is just human misery.
Right.
And human stupidity.
And greed.
So that's literally the opposite of art. This is the exact opposite end of human experience. Mm-hmm. Being stupid is not art.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why asking the question is stupid, because it's pretty obvious. And if you can't answer it yourself, then maybe you shouldn't be allowed to write about art anymore, ever. So there was another house.
Yeah.
That had a seagull painted on.
Yes, I love that. Did you love that?
I love the piece, but I did not love the assholes whose house it was painted on, because they claim.
Oh, correct. No, I love the piece. I love the piece.
They claim they had spent nearly £500,000 to, quote, preserve the piece, which I call complete bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you spend to protect a wall.
It's in a warehouse somewhere.
No, it's on a wall.
on a wall. But didn't they move it to a warehouse and
they're paying rent? Yeah. So they didn't explain how they transferred it, whether they use an emulsion to remove it or just remove the whole wall, which has been done in the past. Like, literally walls have been stolen in the past.
I know. Yeah, I know.
If Banksy wanted to do that, I would say, you know, Banksy, let me just put up a garage door that you could paint on. Because you can take a garage door off and sell that. That's easy.
Right.
I don't have a garage, but I would just put one up. Mm-hmm. I'd go to Home Depot and buy one of those garages. Here, paint on this.
Oh, God. I think I'm a purist in terms of the street art. I would just leave it like that. Because that's what he did.
That's a fair, that's fair. And that's what
and
it is.
It's nice that people can make a buck off of it. Couldn't you take a photo of it and sell it? Or is that just like copywriting his stuff? You probably can't really do it.
Of course you could. It's your house.
Okay, if it's your house, so you could take. I mean,
Before I pull it off the wall, I would certainly start charging people like assholes, like friends, like, oh, come take whatever pictures you want. But then the assholes would show up and say, oh, no. It's $50 a pop to take a picture.
Right. I mean, there are ways to monetize it, but why do we have to monetize everything? I understand that people always want to make money.
Because we're poor, Catherine.
Poor. Oh, God. It's not even funny. Yeah, I guess I'm just a purist. I would have let the seagull there. I would have let everything there. Let it rot. Don't take it out of the environment. I think removing it from the environment where he made his point, like that was the artist's statement, you know, his work was, it just stood for what it was. And once it goes away, it goes away. I don't know. I don't see preserving it. And how does he do these? I mean, this is a question I have for you. And I don't know if the technical question can be answered.
Well, ask the question.
Does he have like stencils or something that he uses?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
that's
can
an
be
easy one.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. I wasn't sure, though, because there is some detail to it also.
I think if you saw his whole process, obviously that would be really interesting, but I think it would also reveal how much thought and preparation goes into it.
Right.
This is not just a one-off, oh, let's go spray paint the wall.
Right.
This is a lot of very careful consideration, but it also happens very quickly. That's one of the things. It's like, you know, he sees a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I think that freezer... And the previous article, when it was originally found, I think they talked about that freezer having been there for a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. And having called the council before, I remember this from the original article when the piece was originally posted, the woman had called the council many times and they had never done anything.
Never done anything.
So it had been there for like a year. And then suddenly a Banksy appears and then that's when they get off their butts and go take off. And once it becomes art, then it's worth destroying. I mean, taking away.
Right.
I don't think it's appropriate to complain if Banksy paints on your wall. I think you need to be an adult and figure out how you're gonna deal with it and not just run around like with your pants on fire.
Right.
Because that never ends well.
No.
Be an adult and think about it for 5 minutes. Anyway.
I wish they would just leave this stuff alone when he does this work. You know, because I did agree with
Yeah, but someone's going to mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, you know, in the article, they said, you know, remove the work from the precise place on the streets that he put it, and the work instantly loses its power. Context is everything.
Yes and no.
What's the no?
Well, I'm saying, obviously, the context, that's the thing. That's the initial thing. But if you take, like, for instance, the most of the work was destroyed when they took all the remnants around it for the mascara one. But you still have the painted elements.
Right.
And they still have some value in and of themselves because there's still some power there. Now, it's not the same thing, but it's like taking a...
souvenir.
It's like a souvenir. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Catherine. It's like taking it's like a souvenir of the piece. So it's not the piece, but it's a remembrance of it. So it's not... I wouldn't say it's completely worthless.
Okay.
And if I can get $1 million for it, you know, that doesn't make... I can buy a new Prius.
You may need $1 million.
I don't need $1 million to buy a Prius. Thank you. Now... talking about dummies walking around doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Trump continues his effort to destroy the economic foundations of the country, right?
What are you going to talk about? Because I have something to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to talk about Trump, but if you have something more important than Trump please.
It's just like the political topics drop from the sky so quickly.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But by the time we can discuss it, James, there's like 3 or 4 more equally egregious and concerning issues that already, they supplant every last concern. Everything. I mean, so this week, take your pick. I don't know what you're planning on talking about, but, you know, disappearing, deporting people to foreign gulags. lack of due process for one is lack of due process for all. That's what I say.
Yes. Did you say that or did someone else say that?
Well, I said it after they said it.
Okay.
Yeah, I woke up saying it. You know, another one. I mean, using the power of the presidency to retaliate against adversaries, law firms, targeting Miles Taylor, targeting Chris Krebs for just doing his job, playing Hunger Games with the economy. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Saying it's a great time to buy. Is that not insider trading? I mean, Martha Stewart went to prison for far less. You know, the SAVE Act, this is this week. You know, I mean, this week. And the worst thing, he redecorated the Oval Office in ghetto gold.
Sounds wonderful.
Anyway, that's where I'm coming from. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't want to talk about anything now. I felt like you just rolled over me with a steamroller.
Sorry. Did I really?
Jeez, this is the Catherine podcast. No, it's fine. It's good.
Go for it.
I think we need more of that. I think you need to do a little stand-up at the beginning of every podcast.
Just a tight 10. Just a tight 10.
Or two, whatever. Whatever you can manage, Catherine.
We meet weekly, and this is a daily grind. And we'd have to be
I can't do this daily.
No.
Catherine, it takes me a day to get the podcast out. So
I know.
We would never.
No, we're not the Midas Touch or the Bulwark here. But, you know, I mean, a lot's going on. But
we need interns.
We need something.
We need interns.
We need a Banksy.
We can do all the work.
You need a Banksy.
So, no, Banksy's not going to do the work for us.
I thought just to make some money.
He's not an intern.
Okay. So talk about what you were going to talk. I'm sorry I jumped over you. I apologize.
Oh, it's all right. There was a BBC article, which will be linked to in the show notes, had a good sort of overview of how Trump is ruining the U.S. economy and also the U.S. in general. And it highlights when you step back and look at the big picture, it highlights certain trends. And so I got some thoughts from it. One of the thoughts was that Trump just inherently seems to really hate income tax. and I believe in his mind, it's his genius that sees how bad the income tax is and how regressive and terrible and awful it is and oppressive, not regressive, but oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
And what bothers me most about that, if we stop and I've never really stopped and looked at and considered tariffs as a revenue stream versus taxes as revenue, income tax as revenue stream. When I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's so, so painfully obvious that income tax is so much better than tariffs. Because just look at the timing. Like, we started our income tax in 1913.
Right.
And since then, the United States of America has blossomed in ways like a nuclear reaction. 100 years ago, you know what you had, Catherine? You had horses to get to work and you had outdoor plumbing.
Ew.
Is that what you want? Because that's what you get with tariffs.
I might have outdoor plumbing soon because with when things are gone.
Yeah, that's my point though. It's just like, if you look at it, it's just, there's nothing that shows that tariffs are anything but awful. And the income taxes have been nothing but the biggest blessing this country has ever seen.
Mm. So what do you do?
Don't vote for idiots who believe that.
Right. But does it like confound you when they talk about tariffs? Because we talked a little bit before we started recording. You had a good take on that. Because I get confused. I think I know what it means and I do know what it means. And then I hear like the stuff coming out of people's mouths.
Catherine,
and then I don't know
Catherine,
what it means.
Please.
What? Help me.
No, you're overthinking it. No, tariffs mean exactly what you think it means.
Okay.
These idiots don't understand. You're listening to them. They seem like they're in a position of power and they seem like they know what they're talking about. But the fact is they don't know what they're talking about and they're lying.
That's a deadly duo.
So
deadly
you know
combo.
What you're talking about. Like the whole idea of comparative advantage.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it got thrown around a lot this week and I thought I knew what that means. And then it was being thrown around in weird ways. And I was like, well, what does it really mean? No, it means exactly what it sounds on its face. It's like if one country has specific advantage, built-in advantages that make it better at making something, like if it happens to have a lot of raw iron lying around, they're probably going to be good at making steel more than a country that has no iron.
Right.
That's it.
So you're saying that the combination of lack of understanding or misunderstanding and then just spinning an untruth
right.
is a deadly combination. That's what I'm hearing.
It's willful ignorance.
Willful ignorance, yes. I love
and
that
term. They're weaving their own story. They're like five-year-olds in the playground trying to figure out how things work. Gee, how does the car work, Tommy? Well, mommy puts the milk in it. No, Tom. there's no milk involved in the car, okay? She puts the grocery bag that has milk in it in the car, but that doesn't fuel the car. See how it's the different thing, the mm-hmm. different systems? It's like, no, you, whatever you put in the car can use as fuel. No, Tommy, no, don't put the banana in the gas tank, okay?
That was brilliant, by the way.
Well, thank you. Just to expound upon that, you know, they're talking about all these trade deficits. One of the things that just by omission, they're lying to you mm-hmm. because services trade,
right?
What we sell to other countries is excluded from the White House calculations. So it's not even like real. It's like those countries are buying stuff from us. They're just not on the table. It's like when George Bush decided that fast food would be considered manufacturing jobs. That's not the same thing, bro. Can't do that. That's a lie. Ketchup is not a vegetable. Why is it always the Republicans?
Didn't they say salsa was a vegetable?
They may have, but that's a lot closer to a vegetable than ketchup. Is it all right if I read a paragraph from the article?
Please.
Okay. Inside of this, I'm going to add a little bit myself. And at the end, the last part, the last sentence, though, is the gold. So okay. Here we're going to start now. Quote, the U.S. economy did very well indeed, and this is my adding it, from the growth of trade with China, i.e. cheap goods. That was my part.
Okay.
Continuing. The problem simply was that it was not evenly distributed among sectors. And what the U.S. lacked was levels of redistribution and adaptation to spread that wealth across the country. And here's the money quote. This reflects America's political choices.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reality there that, you know, it was not evenly distributed. We chose how to deal with that, and we chose not to deal with that.
Right. Wow, that's grim.
The article is grim overall. It just highlights that over the idea that over the past 80 years, America has been building this freight train of prosperity, not just for ourselves, mm-hmm. but for the world. But by doing it mm-hmm. and by leading it, we get the most advantage. We have had more advantages as a country than anyone else in the world.
Agree. What's going to happen now?
Well, now we're showing everybody that they can't rely on us. And, mm-hmm. and by doing that, I feel like at this point, they could just dig a moat around us and cut us off, which is what we want, apparently, right? Trump wants everything to just be here. He doesn't want anything to do with the rest of the world. What that would do mm-hmm. is leave us with nothing. No iPhones, no coffee, no sneakers, because we can't make that stuff here.
I know. The coffee is what bothers me.
Just imagine trying to build an iPhone. Like, we don't have the processors that are fast enough or small enough or efficient enough for that. So an iPhone, like if we made one today,
mm-hmm.
would be three times the size of an original iPhone, would be slower, and wouldn't last as long. Oh, and the price?
Mm-hmm.
At least three times as expensive. So you'd be paying $3,000 for a crummy phone.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That might suppress the economy to the point where we have to go back to farming. And then if you're just farmers, the only thing we're trading is, well, I'm trading my cow mm-hmm. for your daughter.
Oh my God.
So how many daughters do you have? I can give you that money back in cows. Got any daughters?
I don't have any. I just have.
How many daughters you got? I want your daughters.
I have chihuahuas.
Oh God, I don't want that. I think you're in a trade deficit over there.
I'm in a trade deficit. Oh God. I hope it doesn't come to that. I don't want a moat built around our country. I want it to move forward. You know,
well, you had your rant and I had my rant. So I guess we're done now.
I think we're done. This was a good ranting session. I hope my rant wasn't too overpoweringly angry sounding. I've been told that I have a lot of anger. I don't think I have a lot of anger.
I wouldn't say it was angry.
It's impassioned. Well,
you should have a long anger, but you're pretty mellow. I mean, you're still very feminine in that you don't get as angry as I do. You just don't understand anger the way I do.
Okay. Yeah, it's just not in my DNA.
I've seen you, you know, unhinged and upset, but not angry, really.
No, I don't really have a lot of anger. I just have a lot of angst. What were you going to say?
That's true. There's one other thing I thought was worth pointing out. It was a clever thing that Hank Green, well, not a clever thing, an intelligent that Hank Green pointed out.
Okay.
And I quote, this is a Hank Green post from this week on Blue Sky.
Right.
Because we're not monsters here. Yes. We're not animals. We're posting on Blue Sky. Quote, a tricky thing about modern society is that no one has any idea when they don't die.
Mm.
Continuing. Like, the number of lives saved by controlling air pollution in America is probably over 200,000 per year, but the number of people who think their lives were saved by controlling air pollution is zero. No one thinks about not dying because of the governmental programs we have that have stopped that from happening.
Right. That's true. And the air quality these last few days in Phoenix has just been horrid.
Has it?
I think I'm coughing a lot and I had a headache. The ozone was really high.
But, was it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, down here, everything seems pretty nice. I mean, right now it's beautiful.
Maricopa County had an ozone alert yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm in Phoenix. That's not in Maricopa County.
Yes, it is.
Nah.
Okay.
Not in my mind. It's not in my mind. I create my own reality.
Yeah, I'm ready to create my own reality. But yeah, no, it's like, I just don't want them to continue rolling back stuff that has helped us. I don't understand the efficiency. There's no efficiency. And I think Hank Green made a good point. Thank you for sharing that.
That is none of the problem. We have built amazing civilization here, built on a lot of bureaucracy that works really well. And people just want to tear it down because they don't understand it because they're too dumb to understand it. Yeah. And they don't want to take the time to understand it.
Right. Maybe someone will listen to this and start to understand it.
Maybe we will. When I listen to this again, maybe I'll understand.
I'll try to understand too.
Oh, and I had a joke, I guess.
Okay, really go for it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said I was going to wrapping up on that, but I was wrapping on this other observation I made.
Okay.
You can kind of think of tariffs, since they're across the board and they're for creating revenue,
right?
Federal revenue. It's sort of like a value-added tax, or VAT, what the Europeans have.
Right.
Right? That's what the value-added tax is. It's a base level tax, gets applied to everything in Europe, and that goes to finance their governments.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Trump. You've successfully turned the United States into Europe. We now have a VAT. We have our own VAT, except we call them tariffs.
God. And on that note, we're Europe.
Okay.
Except our museums will be shut down, so we won't even have any good museums.
Oh, well, no, we just have the bad parts of Europe.
Yeah, we just have the VAT and what else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We don't have the free education or the free healthcare or anything else.
Oh, we have the roots of fascism.
Or the walkable cities. Just, oh, yeah.
You've got the fascism and that. Okay, on that note, I'm going to have a weekend. How about you?
I'm going to do something. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck and good. Okay. Okay, bye.